when truth is censored, one name stands out. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the relentless seeker of knowledge and defender of freedom. Explore groundbreaking findings at drtenpenny.com. Ignite your mind with riveting podcasts, explosive articles, research-driven substacks, webinars, ebooks, and more. In an era plagued by environmental toxins and vaccine-related exposures, Dr. Tenpenny has expertly crafted a selection of safe detox protocols that facilitate profound healing at a cellular level. It's time to cleanse, rejuvenate, and restore your body vitality. With heart damage on the rise, Dr. Tenpenny introduces nationwide ECP therapy to repair hearts and achieve optimal health. Seize the opportunity and embrace the wealth of resources, information, and health recommendations awaiting you at drtenpenny.com and become a Tenpenny podcast member to join our mission in the quest for uncensored truth, the health of our nation, and medical freedom. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Morning Coffee with Dr. T. I hope you've RSVP'd to join us in our live studio audience so you can chat with our team and our guests. And a big welcome to all those joining in live on Cloud Hub and all our platforms. Together with our Tenpenny team, I'll be covering for Dr. T while she's away to give you a window into what our private team chats look like. And if you've ever been in our live studio audiences before, you've caught some of our pre-show chatter over the years. Now you get the full experience as I bring on new guests. Today, we're going to chat with our dear friend, Dr. Eric Naputi. You may also recognize Dr. Eric from all the stage appearances he's done with Dr. Tenpenny. Dr. Eric was a natural athlete and football was king. It even earned him a football scholarship in Millikan University with a dream to become a top surgeon. A shoulder injury led him away from traditional medicine after a doctor said Eric would never play nor have full motion of his shoulder again, and into the hands of a chiropractor who looked at his shoulder and told him, "We can fix this." Once the chiropractor was able to put the shoulder into a state where it could heal itself, it became obvious that seeking answers only from traditional medicine was not the only way. This changed his life and his path forever, and thank God he did. He committed himself to a career in chiropractic wellness care with advanced studies in sports medicine, advanced nutrition, applied kinesiology, functional neurology, internal health, and anti-aging. Gotta love Eric for that. Dr. Eric has become a sought-after speaker in the health and wellness community, speaking on topics ranging from stress management to how to live a pain-free life. His unique ability to simplify complex health issues has brought Dr. Eric to the top of his field, not only as a clinician, but also as an expert speaker. In our circles, he's better known for his bravery and tenacity to seek and speak the truth and to hold the line when that truth is challenged, despite what evil is thrown his way. And we'll get into that in our discussion today. Today, I welcome Dr. Naputi here, not only as a national hero, an incredible doctor, and a brilliant speaker. I bring Eric here today as my friend. I am honored to have you with us.
Well, good morning, Michelle. Thank you for that very lovely introduction. I'm looking forward to this conversation.
You and I always have fun conversations. So that's, you know, that's what I love doing this show about, you know, Eric, is bringing people on here like you, people who we've all become friends in this industry, yeah. If we want to call it industry. War zone, you know, battlefield. And, yeah. And we have such great offline conversations, and, you know, Dr. T and I talked about doing something like this for a long, long time. And this kind of fell onto my lap, when Dr. Tenpenny had her medical event and just, you know, took off with it. So we've been having a lot of fun. I'm glad you're here.
Right on. Same. I love it.
So talk to us. What are you doing now? Because you have
had,
what a roller coaster ride the last 3 years.
Well, seriously. You know, Michelle, I look back at the last 3.5 years and I say, thank you, God. Seriously. You know, I had somebody one time very recently in my life say, thank God for the Davids of the world who have stepped up to the tyranny. But I really reflect, Michelle, and I said, thank God for the Goliaths of the world, because if there were no Goliaths, David would still be just a little shepherd boy in the field. Hmm. And it really made me shift the way I think, the way I act, and the way that we respond. I mean, look, it's no surprise. I mean, most of your audience knows me. The last 3.5 years, I've had a pretty interesting battle with the United States federal government. and we beat them after a three-year battle. I spent over $5 million. We won. We were vindicated and acquitted of all wrongdoings, which we never did anything wrong in the first place besides save people's lives. And how sick of it is it that we live in a world where when a doctor's office like mine, remember, Michelle, I've got 13 practices plus another 32 that I affiliate with and work with across the globe. And during COVID, during that three-year time period, however long you want to think about it, we saw over 11,000 COVID-positive patients. We never lost a person. And you would think that we'd be getting a phone call from our government saying, hey, what are you guys doing? No, we got a cease and desist, and we're suing you for $508 billion letter, which is insane. But, you know, I tell you this to tell you that thank God for Goliath, because Goliath in that battle that we stood against has literally exploded our acceleration to a plan that we already had in place to create an alternative healthcare system, to create an alternative financial system, to basically take our ball and go play in another sandbox. Because at the end of the day, as far as I'm concerned, there's always going to be a duality of good versus evil in this world. I mean, there's always going to be that. So we either take our ball and go play somewhere else, or we have to play by the rules of the, you know, evil cabalist or whatever you want to call it of the world right now. And the last 3 years, one of the best Bible verses that, and my daughter says this to me all the time, that I can really think that my life has been through, is, you remember that verse in the Bible where it talks about, you know, we will give you the treasures of the darkness. Well, you have to go through the dark times. You have to be willing to face the darkness in order to achieve a higher level of understanding and an opening of your mind, your heart, your spirit, and your soul to receive those treasures. And I know you asked me, what am I up to now? And I'm building up to that to tell you that we're up to something extremely big on the highest level that you could possibly think of. We're doing some international business now, business in the United States, continuing to create a parallel healthcare system, but we're now taking our education and knowledge globally. And we now have been asked by several Middle Eastern countries to put a healthcare system into place. We're doing quite a bit of work in Europe now with our nutraceutical, and I'm going to tease a little bit, you know, sometimes you got to play with a Trojan horse, and I've been playing Trojan horse. I'm part owner of a pharmaceutical company now as well, which is interesting. And we have the very first biological drug that's coming on the market the first quarter of 2023 for ARDS, by the way, that is a side effect free solution that if this medication, which is a regenerative medicine stem cell based medication that has no side effects, if this was on the market, we could have saved the lives of 90% of people who dealt with this, you know, ARDS craziness that happened, in addition to all the therapeutics we have. So, Michelle, we're doing some big stuff. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm just a dad. I'm just a husband. I'm just a regular guy like everybody else out there trying to figure out the world every day. And you know, every once in a while, I get a great time to catch up with my friends like this. So just happy to be here.
Well, that's amazing. I have, you know, while you were talking, of course, my mind is spin going, you know, million miles an hour. But I thought about, you said that you were working with some people in the Middle East, and I got curious and a little bit off topic in my own thoughts. And you can answer this or not answer this. Like I said to you before we started, if something's off the table,
if I plead the fifth, you know, to
exactly.
Move on.
Exactly. We jump over. And we're not naming any names here or companies or anything like that. But I'm just curious, you know, knowing what we know about childhood vaccines. You know, have you had a chance to educate anybody, you know, those people you're working with in the Middle East about the ingredients in there? Like Dr. Tempany released, you know, several articles talking about the nasty ingredients that are in there, including animal parts, you know, porcine, bovine, and SV40, and, you know, the list goes on and on. And at one point they were, you know, I think they're still doing it with insects. Do they realize that? Because they're pretty strict. You know, I did some work in Dubai. And like you could, you don't even talk about pigs, you know, and do they know that this is going into their children's bodies?
Great question. And I will tell you that, you know, when you, the answer is yes. But, you know, sometimes when you're having a conversation and you're trying to communicate to get someone to understand something, you have to speak in terms that they already have an understanding of. And when I was talking to them about our stem cell based medication, which was a leap for them to understand, because people are used to talking about stem cells on a level here. And I'm not really even talking about stem cells. I'm talking about extracellular vesicles. I'm talking about a whole different level of biologics that are very beneficial for, you know, human health. And in order to have that conversation, I had to tell them what was wrong, right? You know, so before you can solve a problem, sometimes you have to show the person what the problem really is. And sometimes the problem is blatantly in their face. And we were talking about all the chronic degenerative diseases that have increased rapidly over the past 3 years, and how the these ingredients in these vaccines accelerated that. And then that led to, so they saw that, they understood that because they're seeing that. And then I said, but did you know even prior to that, that there were issues with the childhood vaccine schedule? And I showed them what we do in the United States. And so I was able to make that connection and leap there. So it really was an education thing. And, you know, again, going back to the Bible, without knowledge, our people will perish. And when I'm educating these folks, they're extremely into, you know, the GCC countries right now in the Middle East are really into making sure that their people are healthy. And they've decided to pool their tribes together to really focus on that region of being a area of health, wealth, knowledge, and implementation of these systems. And the answer is yes. And when you start explaining this to them, the jaws go on the ground. They're like, oh my gosh, we had no idea. And then we start talking about, you know, because a side note, whenever we're there, I mean, they talk about Americans all the time as, well, you know, obese, not as educated individuals as we should be, right? And then I explained to them what's in our food supply. And then they said, oh my gosh, no wonder you're having all these health problems and weight problems and insulin issues and all this, because they don't allow those foods, those chemicals in their food supply. And when you're walking around, like when I'm walking around Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, or Dubai or whatnot, I mean, you see the occasional, you know, obese individual, but most of them are you know, very very lean. And it goes back to the food supply. So we did have that conversation. They're open to those things, and they don't want the westernization of their food anymore, because they're now seeing that that's leading to chronic disease, which is costing them, you know, lives, and it's costing them resources for adults and for children. So it's been a very interesting conversation. I have to tell you, it's been a lot easier to implement what we're doing from a health and wellness standpoint, in the Middle East than it is in the Midwest in the United States.
Lot more
We
pushback here, right?
oh, it's
Dollars, the dollar
ridiculous.
signs push in the other direction because, I mean, talk about the food supply back here for a second. Why do they want this in our food supply? Because they want us sick. I remember, you know, I worked in a hospital that was a teaching hospital and in the ICU, and we had a lot of doctors come over from the Middle East. And I remember speaking to one of them, and he pulled up a Coke Zero, and I said, "Why are you drinking that?" I said, "Your country bans aspartame. Do you realize that you're drinking aspartame?" And he looked at it, he said, "What? What do you mean?" And then he had never read the ingredients. He just said it has no sugar. I said, "So what do you think they're substituting it with? Maple syrup?" I'm like, go on and read the ingredients. Right? And he couldn't believe it. He literally put it down. He said, "This is disgusting." I said, "Well," and then that same doctor is kind of, you know, but back to this conversation, I said, "Now let me tell you what was in the flu shot you just took." You know, and I pulled out the anyway. They're like you said, jaws just drop. And they can't believe what, you know, and simple conversations, guys, simple conversations just, you know, naturally kind of lead to the next. And I'm not always that nice, Eric. Sometimes I'm just like blatantly like, this is what you just did to yourself,
Michelle,
you
I've
know?
been with you. I know how you can be polite, and I also know how you can like go right through the front door, heels a kicking. But you know, hey, to your point, you know, diabetes is a really serious problem in all over the world, right? But it's really become an issue in the Middle East. And it really only is because, yes, it's because of a lot of the introduction of Western-based foods. And even the scientists, the doctors, the experts there couldn't put two and two together. And now once they now understand that, they're now starting to remove a lot of these foods and ban them. The regime that's in control over there now really is a health conscious regime, more of a health conscious regime, because they understand that that fat, sick, and nearly dead is a weak culture, a weak society that's easily overtaken. Yeah. And we need a strong minded, strong body, strong willed group of individuals. Then you have a strong nation. We used to understand that in America. That used to be what we stood for. That's where physical fitness classes started in the United States. That's where, you know, eating healthy and taking vitamins started. And then, you know, we let all these idiots in charge start putting aspartame and everything and injecting us with hundreds of injections and filled with heavy metals and putting fluoride in our water and just lying to us about all these things just all the time. And it's refreshing, but also sad. It's refreshing when I go to parts of Europe and then when I go to the Middle East and they're more hipped and in tune to putting in these true health applications. Whereas, like you said, we get so much pushback. And really what we do is we get pushback from the media, we get pushback from the politicians, and we get pushback from the medical establishment. And then we get pushback from their legal people here in the United States. The lay people get it. When we get a chance to have conversations with the people, one-on-one conversations, or in a group setting, or in a webinar setting, people go, I get it. Because a person is smart, right? The problem is when it gets filtered through the propagandized media, that message gets spun and they say, oh, Coke Zero, way better for you than sugar. Sugar will kill you. Well, Coke Zero is way worse than having regular sugar, and regular sugar will kill you just as fast, you know? So it's interesting what we're coming up against, but you know, people are hungry, if you will, Michelle, no pun intended, for the message, right?
You said, you know, you named three people. I'll leave the legal team out because, you know, they're
right.
The legal team.
Right.
We always mistaken lawyers and liars, right? Yeah. But the three people you mentioned, right, was the media,
yeah,
the politicians,
yeah,
and the government. Sorry, the government. Sorry, no, it was the media,
medicine.
Media, medicine, government, right? But they all have the same three bosses. I mean, they all have the same bosses. They all have the same control. So of course, they're all going to agree with each other, and they're all going to push that same message because they're working for the same people. So, and cradle to grave, Eric, there was a girl years ago, before I had Liv, many years ago, her name is Food Babe. I think her real name is Vanny. Anyway, her name is Food Babe.
I know who she is. Sure.
You know who she is?
Yeah.
So I remember way back when she was doing comparisons on formulas, baby formula.
Yeah.
And I went through her whole study. I looked at everything, and she was trying to be careful because she says, you know, some moms do whatever they can to breastfeed and it's not happening. You know, despite the support, despite the help, despite the intervention, it's not happening. Right. So she said, well, let's look at the lesser of the evils, right? So she went through all of these formulas and tried to get to the easiest one. And by the way, Weston A. Price actually has a natural formula that you can make if you're willing to do it, right? And you should be as a mom.
Right on their website, they do, yeah.
Yeah, but let's just go back to that article for a second. So she talks about these different formulas. And as I'm reading this, I'm like, wow. Seriously, cradle to the grave. Like, they really want to get you from the time you are born. And, you know, now, and we know now that it's even before you're born. Look at the stuff that they give pregnant women for nausea. Look at the stuff that they give pregnant women, you know, in vaccines and all these. It's horrendous. Anyway, but you know, let's talk, you know, the formula thing. I couldn't believe what they were putting in these things. Like, there's no nutrition in here. And your feet, this is what the main source of nutrition is for these babies?
Yeah.
No wonder everybody's so sick. No wonder there's such bad eating habits. You know, this is the go-to, and moms aren't the wisest. They're sitting there like, not, I know my mom, I spoke to her because when I had Olivia, I breastfed her till she was almost four, Eric.
Right.
And because I read, you know, the only difference between two different people is how much you've read, right? So I read a lot about the importance of that even into the toddler years and beyond, you know, not just with nutrition, because it, you know, your breast milk, for those who aren't aware of this, the breast milk will actually change with the child as the child grows, and replaces anything they're missing. So as they become a toddler and they're eating more, if they're missing certain nutrition, and specifically the saliva in the mouth to the nipple, which will send the signal to the brain. So not pumping, right? Saliva to the nipple sends a message to the brain that will produce whatever the child is missing. It's brilliant. Like Olivia was, if she was ever sick, which was extremely rare and happened once when she was teething, it was breast milk that, you know, gets them over that hump. But here they are feeding them this crap as babies. Oh my gosh,
do you know, Michelle, now, right now in the United States, Morgan & Morgan, which is the largest, I think, like, class action law firms or whatnot in the U.S. Morgan and Morgan has a lawsuit right now against two baby formula companies. Oh. One is Enfamil, and I think the other is Similac. And the reason why they have a lawsuit going against them right now is because they discovered that those two manufacturers allowed heavy metals, aluminum, other heavy metals to be in the baby formula. And this is literally the response of those manufacturers to the court. They said, well, the Food and Drug Administration says we can have so much in there, so we just allowed it to be in there. So the fact that they now know that it lowers IQ, heavy metals can lead to developmental delays, right? Can lead to spectrum, you know, diagnoses. Their response was, well, it's not our fault. The Food and Drug Administration says it's okay. And the Food and Drug Administration, most people don't realize this. The FDA doesn't do their own studies. They're relying on your randomized double blind controlled studies that you paid for as the manufacturer to send to them. And until years down the road, somebody gets hype or wind about what's happening, and then they go back and they sue them. Like, that's happening right now. There's a lawsuit, huge lawsuit. It's either Morgan & Morgan or Miller & Miller that's doing that lawsuit in the United States. And the response, I read the transcript of the lawsuit, and the response by the manufacturer for the baby formula was, so what? The FDA says we can put it in there, so we're going to. And the average mom has no clue. And still to this day, when you go to a pediatrician, and they give samples of formulas out, those are still some of the samples of the formulas that are given out. And the pediatricians don't even know that this lawsuit's happening. Without knowledge, our people will perish.
Absolutely. You know, going back to the hospital, my hospital setting for a second here, and I won't name any names. But going back to where I was working, I had a conversation with the dietitians and with the breastfeeding consultant group as well. And I brought this up to them. Right. And I showed them what we were using. And I said, you do realize this is a hospital with sick children, right? So you're now putting sick food in sick children, expecting them to get better. And I spoke to a mom whose child had a cardiac issue. And she said, Michelle, my child was almost green using these formulas here. So she went, because I asked them for permission to use my own formula. And she goes, they kind of gave me pushback, but they allowed me to do it. So she said, I went home and I created my own formula. She probably followed the Weston A. Price one. And she came back and she said, the baby was just flourishing, completely flourishing. Her seizures were gone. She wasn't, you know, she was still a sick baby, but she was not having all the problems she was having before. She had color in her face. She was able to go home sometimes. And mom said, as soon as they would start to give the formula, that baby would just decline. So I, you know, this was brought up to the breastfeeding group at the hospital, and they were mesmerized by what happened with this child, that they started to do a study. Eric, what came of that study? They did a study. It's all this, right?
Of course it is. Yeah.
And then when I spoke to them, I said, why are we still doing this? There are donors, there are breastfeeding donors. Like there's other sources that we could use here. And you know, their comment to me was, well, it's coming from administration. There's nothing we could do. So because they have a contract, it's money, Eric. Again, it's
Michelle,
money.
Look here. I'll give you one. I'll give you one even better. So check this out. So we have a therapeutic that is as natural as somebody could think. It's a biologic, and it comes from a from a stem cell derivative of a human being. Okay, it's an extracellular vesicle. It's like PRP on steroids. But we figured out a way to extract it in a clean way and use it for the betterment of humans, for ARDS, for fistulas, which are so hard to heal, for Crohn's colitis, and there's no side effects of this stuff. And we're going through the FDA to do it. And we actually had a pharmaceutical company come and offer us a very large amount of money to purchase this patent from us that we're getting ready to roll out in 2024. And after, I got to be careful what I say, after conversations with our board about this, this pharmaceutical company wanted to buy this patent from us that we knew could help reverse some of these serious chronic diseases. And they literally were going to put it on a shelf. They were going to pay us billions of dollars to keep Americans and the rest of the world sick. That's how much they don't care about you. And that's how much they care to keep you fat, sick, and nearly dead. Like, look, I've been in practice now for over two decades. And if anybody says to me that there's not a concerted effort to keep Americans fat, sick, and nearly dead, you're a fool. You need your cranium pulled out of your rectum, and you need the schmutz wiped from your eyes and your nose and your mouth, because this entire industry, this, I mean, almost everything in America's economic system is based off of sickness and disease, almost everything. I mean, I'm now in the agricultural food space, and we are now taking comparables. Like, Michelle, you've seen these stories that the coatings that are now being put on the outside of vegetables
appeal,
Bill Gates' stuff on vegetables and fruits that actually destroy the gut bacteria, which destroys
inorganic food too.
Of course, inorganic food. So what I'm telling you is we're taking these evil things like this, because the idea behind it is to preserve it, right? That's the idea, is to keep it, you know, shelf life longer, which it's not made for that. But we've been able to find some natural ways by using enzymes and bacterias and all that to do the same thing, but do it naturally. So there really is a duality of good versus evil happening. And the stuff that they're doing in the ag space right now, I testified in front of the Missouri House of Representatives last year. Representative Holly Jones put a bill on the floor. Myself and Attorney Tom Renz and a couple other people spoke in favor of House Bill 1169, I believe is what it was, 1169. And it was all about truth and transparency. We just want to know if you're going to put something crazy in our food, we just want the right to know. We're not telling you not to do it, but we just want the right to know. Michelle, let me tell you something. This is Missouri, right? The you know, agricultural, you know, corn belt of the world. And normally in a little hearing like this, there's four or five, maybe six people that make comments. Maybe one lobbyist comes in. All seven of the big seven power lobbyists were in there. Ag, big pharma, big everybody. And they were all arguing against us. And what was interesting was the only people that did not want this bill on truth and transparency passed were the lobbyists. All of the people that were there, all the people of Missouri, everybody who spoke in favor of this were all like citizens. And the only ones that spoke against this were lobbyists. And come to find out, every one of those lobbyists had a party for the lawmakers, and they all got like $1,500 checks. They sold their life away for $1,500 of a freaking, you know, it's like your 40 pieces of silver kind of a deal, right?
Oh my gosh.
And now.
Absolutely is.
Now, it 100% is. Listen, Michelle, there's nothing new under the sun. Ecclesiastes says that everything repeats. There's nothing new under the sun. The same 40 pieces of silver that Judas used to sell out Jesus is the same $1,500 that the lawmakers in Missouri sold out the men and women of Missouri, and the same thing that your lawmakers are selling out for every stinking day, and the same thing that all these pharmaceutical companies and these people that are just out to make a buck are doing. They're selling their souls. You know, God gave them the ability to create these amazing things, and they're selling their souls away with it. But what's disgusting is now, here we are 1 year later, and we're getting ready to go back. We're in session again, getting ready to go back and have the same discussion in front of all the lawmakers. And now it's national news that they're trying to put, you know, insects into your food, and that they want Frankenstein meat everywhere, and that they want to put the mRNA vaccines into the food supply.
Like
we knew it
was already in pork.
Of course it was. So what I'm trying to tell you is, and your listeners know this, the system is rigged against we the people, because it's listen, Jesus even told us that the devil is the prince of this world. And that is so hard for some people to hear, but that's the truth. Like he has some level of dominion over people who don't realize who they are and whose they are on this planet, realm, whatever you want to call it. And evil is going to exist here, and it's going to thrive, especially in an environment where it's been loosed to thrive. I mean, once we took God out of school, we took God out of government, we took God out of everything, the devil has free reign to run in those spaces. And that's what's happening right now. So, you know, people asked me a long time ago, the beginning of COVID, how did you make peace with this so easy? Once I realized this was not about logic or rational thinking or common sense, and that this was a spiritual battle for the souls of men and women on the planet, a good versus evil. It helped me realize once you know who you're fighting, you know, I got a better idea of what kind of ammunition I need to carry. You know, can I win with the pen and my words, or do I have to bring, you know, the armor of God with me to fight this battle? And this is one that we're fighting not against flesh and blood, but against rulers and principalities in dark, high, evil places. And once people understand that, it becomes so much easier, because people get so frustrated. Michelle, I know you get frustrated. You're talking to supposed experts, which, by the way, pardon my French, what the hell does that even mean? You're an expert. Like, who dubs you an expert? These people that have been on the news for the past 3 years, these people are not experts. They're expert idiots. They're experts in political science. They do not care about, and they don't even know about health. They don't know the first thing about health. Michelle, when I was speaking in front of the Missouri House of Representatives, you know, I have a couple degrees. I've got 3 bachelor's degrees, a master's, 3 post doctorate degrees, and a couple fellowships. It took them 20 minutes to figure out what kind of doctor I was. I mean, that's how dumb these people are. It's so sad. And I don't mean to, I'm trying not to be like rude when I say dumb. It's the most like sophisticated word that I can use for the level of individuals that are making decisions for us. We got to stop.
How scary is that?
It's scary.
These people are the ones making the decisions for us.
Not participate, unplug from the matrix, and plug into this ecosystem, the ecosystem that you guys provide day in and day out with the education that you provide, with the strength that Dr. Tenpenny has provided for all of us for years. Like, let me tell you guys something. Dr. T is like, she's like a big sister to me, right? But really and truly, she's like the OG grandma of this whole movement. And that's what most people don't. That's what she is. Like, she for real is. If we're at one of our big rallies and there's all these amazing speakers there, there's usually one common denominator between all of us, and it's Dr. Tenpenny. And she was the one 19 years ago. Holy cow. 19 years ago, when my wife came to me and said, "Hey, guess what? We're having our first baby." I thought, oh my gosh. First of all, okay, that's crazy. Second of all, I got to learn more about health for children. And I started reading all of Dr. Tenpenny's research. And it's because of Dr. Tenpenny that I have 3 healthy, unvaccinated children to this day. Amen. 18 years. And all my kids have gone to public school, private school. My son's in college right now. So all of you that have got this lie that says, if I don't get these shots, I can't let my children participate in life. That's a lie. So anyway, I'll shut up and let you talk for a minute.
I agree. No, I love it. I love it. I love it. You know, you talk about coffee. Whenever I talk to Dr. T, she's like, "How many cups have you had?" Because I'm very much like that too. But you know, I agree with you. And I remember when I first learned about Dr. T, I used to tell everybody, and I would preach just like we're doing here. I would preach all about what I'm learning from her. And I would say, you know, you start off, and I love Suzanne Humphreys too. I used to say, you start off with Suzanne, and then when you're ready to graduate, you go to Dr. Tenpenny. That's because there's no gray. There was no gray. No. She's like, it's black and it's white and it's this and that's it. There was no pussyfooting around.
No, none.
It is what it is. And I loved it. So I was like, when you're ready to graduate, that's where you go. Learning for you, go to Dr. Champagne. Because, you know, and you're right. It's the common denominator. Everybody I've ever spoken to says the same thing to me when I speak to them. They're like, Dr. Tenpenny saved my life. Dr. Tenpenny saved my children's life, my grandchildren's life, if it wasn't for her. And I tell her this all the time. I'm like, I don't think you realize.
She's a
like,
hero,
she's
man.
Pretty humble in that space. Because she's, I said, I don't think you realize what you've meant to millions of people. And, you know, she started doing this, you know, 20 something years ago, but in the last 3 years, even though so many other people have come up, you know, into the woodworks, thank God they have, you know, they've come up and they've been speaking openly, like she has all this time. But I keep reminding her, you know, that how many millions of people have now been saved because of you, directly or indirectly, because if it wasn't for you, the Erics of the world wouldn't have known this.
I would have not. I would not be able to. I stand on the shoulders of giants like Dr. Tenpenny. I would not have had the testicular fortitude, Michelle, to stand up against the United States government and the truth that I know about COVID-19, the processes and the physiology, how it works, the pathomechanics, how vitamin D, zinc, nutrients, I would have never had the strength to stand if it wasn't for the knowledge that I got and the strength that I got from Dr. Tenpenny going back decades, right?
Yeah.
So she has no idea the ripple effect that she has. And by the way, the world doesn't know either. The world has no idea the behind the scenes slings and arrows that she took, because you know how it is, Michelle, when you're leading the pack, especially, and this really ticks me off, especially when you're a female leading the pack, because she's so damn smart. And then when you say something that doesn't make sense to her, that look she gives you, like
I love it.
You're so full of shit. Like you're like, I she calls it. You out on it because she knows she's still so smart. Right. But I would have never. And so many other people who are now getting, you know, notoriety for the things that they're saying, Dr. Tenpenny has been saying for 20 plus years. So she deserves all the respect. She's an international hero. And I don't know where the world would be if she wasn't in it right now, to be honest with you.
Eric, that was beautiful. And you're bang on right about that. You're bang on right about that. And I've watched her, you know, since I've worked with her, I have watched her take on the world on her shoulders. And, you know, the first year that we started to come out, we thought we were going to be talking about Ebola. We had a website ready to go called Ebola 2020. And that's where we were shooting. And then this came out and she's like, hold on, Michelle, just hold on. And I was like, what do you want to do with this? She's like, just wait. She's like, give me a minute. Just wait. And then by March, April, May, she was like, oh my gosh, I know exactly what they're going to do. And she already knew it.
She
already knew it. And then she started speaking. And so, you know, people have come out afterwards saying, how could she have been talking about that? That's not true. She couldn't have talked about it in 2020. I'm like, yes, she did. Cause she's been doing this for over 20 years, you know, same playbook, different virus kind of thing.
Exactly.
And so she already knew. And so she was, everything that she was talking about, I swear to you, Eric, she sent me this book from 2002 or 2004. And she just sent me a couple chapters and I read this over and I was like, this is great. Did you just write this? She's like, no, I wrote that in 2004 or whatever it was in real time during SARS-CoV-1. And I was like, wow.
Yeah.
You're kidding me, Eric. It was like play by play, same story. This was just a hell of a lot bigger. And so it really, really made me realize the importance of her work, everything she's done with the courses. And people out there probably don't even know this, that we used to do boot camps. We had like eight week long boot camps where people would come and just learn about, those were childhood vaccines. I mean, if you go to learningforyou.org now and go look at there. I mean, even if you don't buy anything, just go and look at what she's done. I mean, she's a legend. She really is.
You know, she's an OG legend, like ridiculous, like to the 90th power. But here's the thing. There's a new generation that's out now, like our kids, right? And what I'm about to say is crazy. Like my son's 18. So before too long, our kids going to be having kids, which no time anytime soon. But what I'm saying is they need to be introduced to the teachings of Dr. Yes. Tenpenny. This has yes. to be like we've got to have people carry this message on, because it's just like all things. There's always going to be a good and an evil, and good has to have this knowledge base. And Dr. Tenpenny has already knocked down all the obstacles, put them out there, and all those, yeah. even those old school boot camps. There's so much great information in those things that people should go back and purchase those and get those for their kids. They should get those and yep. save those Agreed. For generations to come, because there's going to come a time. And look at the history. Look at the history go all the way back to the burning of the books of the Library of Alexandria, to the taking of so many books out of the Bible, to all these things when knowledge was gained and then the powers that be, the evil, whatever, yeah. took that away. This knowledge needs to be here to stay. And we have to carry that knowledge and wisdom on that Dr. Tenpenny has taught us. So, yeah.
Or else it'll be 1984.
Oh my gosh.
It will be 1984. Get your information in, keep it here.
Which, by the way, speaking of 1984, you know, so many people are so sick and tired of hearing about COVID-19, right? I mean, it's almost like they have fatigue of it. They have COVID-19 fatigue, but we need to be paying attention, especially what Dr. Tenpenny is talking about now, to what's coming out in the future, what's going to be coming out in the next couple months, to be getting ourselves ready. I mean, like the newsletters that you're putting out and the daily information and blasts are so vital that every man, woman, and child needs to share those. You've got to share them. And if you can't share them on your whatever pages, print them off and give them to people.
Yep,
because
turn them over.
Yeah, because these are like life-saving techniques that people need to understand, because I do believe that it's still going to get scarier, Michelle, before it gets better. I believe that we haven't hit the bottom of this craziness yet. I believe that there's going to be a pinnacle time coming where people are going to have to make a real decision about good versus evil. And I think it's going to happen before this next election. And there's going to be some very scary health concerns coming out. And if you're just listening to the media, the medical world or the politicians, you're going to get bamboozled again. You need to be paying attention.
And even awake people, Eric, I've come back and say, hey, wait, hold on. Do you remember when they played this? You know, you almost have to bring this climate change stuff. Like, come on, really? Like
Michelle,
pull back. Let's pay attention again. You know,
but to your point, like sometimes people just need to have that like aha common sense moment. Like, do you remember when we were kids? I don't know if you had the privilege of having your weekly reader. Like in the US, we used to have the weekly readers. Remember, the 1980s when we were supposed to have acid rain destroying the world? And then we're supposed to have global warming, then global cooling, then global chilling, then global. It's like, it's just another BS way to scare people with fear, false evidence appearing real. And the only ones who can be scared by the spirit of fear, because it's a spirit, it's not a real thing, it's a spirit. Well, it is a real thing. It's not a physical thing. It's a spiritual thing. But the only way that you can overcome fear is to have faith, number one, and to have facts, number two. And if you have faith and facts, you can overcome any type of false evidence appearing real that's out there. And you're right. But I'm telling you, when people see the news, and I believe it's coming in the next couple months, where you're going to see people on the news with blood coming out of their eyes, their ears, their nose, their mouth, because of some type of Ebola-esque, Marburg's-esque, something-esque new virus that there's an easy solution to, even the people that are awake to what's happening are going to revert back to their lowest level or their highest level of training.
Exactly. Like, oh, but this one is going to be, I need that shot for this one, because this is a different one.
Or, I have to keep my job this time.
Yeah.
You know, like it's the same thing. I don't know if you're seeing this where you're at, but here in St. Louis, Missouri, a week ago Wednesday, they just reinstated masks in all the hospitals in Missouri, in St. Louis, reinstated masks after 150 plus studies showed that not only do they cause more harm than good, you know, what they do to kids is reprehensible. They put masks back on people. And now, you know, the latest data is out, you know, the last 50,000 pages of the FOIA document from Pfizer's out showing that they knew that these shots didn't work. They knew they were going to cause more harm than good. They knew that. And now the data out of, I think it's, gosh, it's somewhere in Eastern Europe. There was a new paper that was just released that shows that after the fourth injection, Dr. Ioannidis was one of the principal authors of the paper, shows after the fourth injection, you have a higher risk of infection, a higher risk of death of COVID-19. On the same week that all that information came out, the United States government has the audacity to come out and say, the CDC says we have a health emergency because not enough people aren't getting these injections that aren't working and that are causing more harm than good. And the president comes out and says, we're going to spend another X billion dollars on vaccines. I'm like, what the hell is going on? And that's what's going on.
We're in a monkey court. It's a monkey court. It's a Truman Show. It's the Twilight Zone. It's 1984. I mean, it's ignorance is bliss, you know, because when you're awake to it and you can't, you know, and here's the thing, you know, someone said to me the other day too, why is it that we could see? It didn't take a lot for us to see. It did not take a lot for us to see. And we continue to see. Right. Why is it that we could see and others cannot? And the only thing I think is, well, we were chosen to see. For whatever reason, we were chosen to see. We were chosen to take this path. And we were absolutely born for this era. We chose to be here, Eric.
Yeah, I know.
Whatever torture we thought was going to be super fun, we decided.
Yeah. At some point, we decided we had a conscious decision. Let's go to this planet, this low vibration planet called Earth. And remember nothing about who we are and whose we are. Forget the fact that we have the same blood that rose Jesus from the grave in our veins, and that our Creator's DNA is in our DNA, and that greater works we're supposed to do than He did. Let's forget all that, and let's just go down here and become as miserable as we can until we figure it out. That sounds like a hell of a weekend party for us, and that's what we've been doing through this. But why did we get it so quickly? And it was because, to me, I'm telling you, to me, it wasn't an all of a sudden aha. I had that all of a sudden aha in 2019 going into 2020 because of the work that I had done listening to Tenpenny in the past and other researchers and questioning other things and experiences in my life. And then my parents raised me with this interesting concept that has always gotten me, I hate to say the word in trouble, because it's not trouble whenever you, all I ever do is I ask questions. I remember being in physiology class, asking questions to my professor, like, okay, this patient has high blood pressure. Okay, instead of giving him blood pressure medicine, why don't we find out why he's got blood pressure medicine? Is he deficient in supplements? Is he dehydrated? Is he stressed out? I mean, and I would get literally reprimanded for asking my professors why. And these are the people that are supposed to be teaching us as doctors.
Don't ask questions, Eric.
Well, my parents raised for business. Me to ask questions. The quality of your life is in direct proportion to the quality and the quantity of the questions that you ask, not only other people, but you ask yourself. And if you're not willing to ask yourself quality and quantity questions, you're just on the merry-go-round. You're never advancing and learning and changing your lives and inspiring the lives of other people. So
100%. And let's keep our children asking questions. You know, sometimes it gets, I know I have one too. And sometimes it's like, oh my gosh, please, can you stop challenging me on anything? My daughter challenges everything. Thank God she does. But sometimes, you know, as parents, we're like, okay, can you just accept what I just said to you? But I remember my mother will probably remind me when I do that to my daughter, because, you know, when I was a little girl, and this is, you know, a little fun story. When I was a little girl, she would say to me, I was always very curious about pregnancy and babies. That was like the biggest curiosity for me. And I remember my age because of where I lived. We were living with my grandmother at the time. We're Portuguese, so we all live together for as long as we possibly can. Right. So I was living with my grandmother at the time, and I must have been about 3 or 4. And I'm assuming somebody was pregnant in the family because I kept asking questions about how this baby was going to come out of her stomach, because that was concerning. Like, how is that going to come out?
Right.
And I said to my mom, so where do babies come from? How do babies come out? How do they have to cut the stomach open? How does this work? Right. And so she said, we used to watch the Flintstones. So one of the excuses she gave me, she says, well, you know, we get this great big egg And you know how on the
Oh
Flintstones, they
yeah.
take the chisel and they
Oh
chisel through the
man.
egg and then the
Yeah.
baby comes out of there. And I'm like, that doesn't make any sense.
It's a good way to jack people up, not telling them the
That
truth.
doesn't make any sense. And she says, can you stop asking questions? Because she was so uncomfortable to answer the question back then. But it's kind of like think of how silly that was, right?
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
that's basically what they're doing to us. That's exactly what they're doing to us. Believe this. Here's the egg,
But
and we're going to just chisel
the
it.
problem, Michelle, is most people are going, okay, that makes sense. Like, no, it doesn't. No, it does. Like, okay, Michelle, I couldn't believe, and I believe it. But remember, just recently, the Environmental Protection Agency just released a study that they've been holding on to for 2 years, showing that there's no safe level of fluoride in the human body ever. You're not supposed to have it in there. And
Well,
yet,
let's brush our teeth with it, put it in our
and
water.
still to this day, every dentist says your teeth are going to fall out of your head if you don't have fluoride. It's just like, where are you coming from? Like, where, what, please, this, can we have a common sense conversation? And it's funny when you do have those common sense conversations and you give somebody that aha moment. I was having a conversation with somebody the other day about nicotine. And this may ruffle the feathers of some people because we were talking about nicotinamide receptors and nerdy stuff with, brain health and brain function. And I said, nicotine has been used as a medication. It's been used as a supplement since the beginning of time. God put it here for a reason. They're like, wait a minute, what are you talking about? Nicotine, you're a wellness doctor. I said, nicotine's not addictive. Go look it up. It's not addictive by itself. And there's therapeutics for it, just like anything. You can abuse anything. But when I asked a person, I said, do you know the number one plant that has nicotine in it? And they're like, tobacco. I said, of course. I said, you know number two? And they're like, there's other things that have tobacco in it? I said, yeah. What about things like eggplant? What about green tomatoes? What about celery? What about cauliflower? They all
I
have
didn't know
different levels
that.
of nicotine in it. And I said, if
Wow.
people were addicted to nicotine, wouldn't they be addicted to those vegetables as well? And they're like, I never thought of that. Like, people just don't think things through.
Wow. I
They
never knew
think
that.
you didn't know that. See, there's a lot of
See?
things that we don't know. And by the way, I'm great to have it like trivia night. I have tons of useless information. I don't
Do
ever
it.
forget. I don't ever forget anything, especially when it
Let's
comes
have a
to,
food talk. Let's
oh,
come
I
back in
don't
January.
know.
Come have a food talk with me. Let's do that.
I'll come have a talk with you about whatever you want.
All right. So, you know what I want you to talk about right now? This is what happens with me and Eric. This is what happens. We'll get on the phone, and then like an hour will go by. We go, oh shit, Eric. So the reason I called you was,
Oh yeah,
right?
we're supposed to be done soon, aren't we?
We are, but I want you to talk about
Yes.
your lawsuit. This is huge, huge,
All right,
huge.
so in 2020, the government falsely accused me of violating something called the COVID Consumer Protection Act. Does anybody even know what the hell that is? We didn't either. Neither did our attorneys, neither did the federal government. Nobody knew what it was, but they were suing me for $508 billion. That's right, with a B, for saying that I gave out false information about benefits of vitamin D and zinc for COVID-19. In fact, the government falsified and lied and said, I told people that if you took vitamin D and zinc, that you don't need a vaccine. I never said that. I told people you don't need a vaccine, period, regardless of their vitamin D and
Regardless.
zinc supplementation. But if you're going to take a COVID shot, you better have vitamin D, because if not, you're not going to have enough of what it takes to make antibodies. So let's have a common sense conversation. Long story short, the government came after me pretty hardcore. Michelle, they froze five of my bank accounts.
Oh my God.
They went after my wife's bank account, all for a civil complaint, not a criminal, a civil complaint. They went to the insurance companies, told the insurance companies that I was being investigated for fraud, so nobody could use health insurance in my surgical centers or in our offices. So they cut our income. I lost about $20-25 million in income, cost me $5 million in legal fees to fight and win and beat our government. And literally 2 weeks before our trial, which our trial was delayed three times, and by the way, it was delayed every time after some huge study came out, again vindicating me, which by the way, by the time of my trial, I'd already been vindicated by my medical boards and by the Missouri Attorney General, had already vindicated me as no wrongdoing. 2 weeks prior to my trial, which was a jury trial, The Department of Justice asked the judge overseeing my case if he would do a rule of summary judgment, which means, judge, you've looked at all the facts over the past 3 years. Tell us, the Department of Justice, you know, can we beat this guy? And the judge, after reading a 1,000-page document, 1,000 pages of the King's Best English of how bad of a person I am and what I supposedly did was wrong, the judge says, no liability, no guilt. You're never going to be able to find Napudi guilty. And so after that, the DOJ came to me with three choices, Michelle. They said, look, we know the judge says that we're not going to win at trial. We're willing to continue to go to trial to cost you another $250,000 to $300,000. We'll appeal this case, drag it into appeals court for the next 2 or 3 years, bankrupt you, cost you another $2.5 million that we know you don't have. And when you do win, if you do get a settlement, we're going to put you under a gag order. Or option two, we can put you under a gag order right now, and then we can talk about, you know, settlement and maybe getting you a little bit of your money back. Or option number three, you can have your freedom. We'll give you complete vindication. We'll give you a letter saying that you're under no investigation from any government agencies. You can go out and do whatever you want, talk about whatever you want to talk about health and wellness wise, and have your freedom and your freedom of speech. So they basically said, we can either gag you and give you some money, or you can go and talk about whatever you want and have your freedom. And here we are today talking about freedom. So I didn't take the money. I didn't take the gag. And I didn't get any restitution from the government from their false allegations against me. And now we're standing in authority. And that's part of, by the way, at the beginning of this, when I said you have to go through the darkness in order to get the treasures of the darkness that the Bible talks about. I went through that, Michelle, on a level that most people can't comprehend. I saw behind the curtain of how corrupt the government is and how inept they are, how dumb they truly are. I put so much evidence on the table. They were scared to death to let me go to trial. In fact, my attorneys were so blown away that the judge was even allowing this case to continue to move forward. Wow. They knew that it was corrupt to the 90th power. And we had a huge victory against the government that has been, you know, when they lied about me, and they put false reports about me, they sent it out in the Associated Press. It was in the global news. I mean, it was, I made the Twitter files. I made the Facebook files. I made all that stuff. And now that I've been vindicated, you don't hear one peep about it in the mainstream media anywhere, which is not surprising to me. So that's our case in a nutshell. And I will tell you that victory catapulted us to be able to do more work in the U.S., in the Middle East, which, by the way, I love when I go to the Middle East. I feel like sometimes I'm more in America there than I am here, because they're all like, yeah, Dr. Napudi, you took it to the government. Good for you. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I get a lot of love. Yeah, I get a lot of love here in the U.S. as well. But yeah, Michelle, that's the story about that. It's pretty crazy, huh?
That is crazy. You know, I look at the past 3 years and how they've, you know, they've tried to knock you guys all down. You know what happened to Dr. Tenpenny in August, where they suspended her license, which, by the way, we haven't given up on that. I mean, you can still help Dr. Tenpenny at drtenpenny.com/defenddrt, because, and again, you know, Eric, like what you did, you were jobbed. You were jobbed.
Yeah, for sure.
And you know, you're gonna reap those treasures tenfold because of, you know, your inability to be bought. And Dr. T the same. I mean, she laid everything down a lot. I tell people all the time, look, guys, you know, this is not just about what they're doing for themselves. She's not doing this for her. She can retire. She can retire tomorrow. She doesn't need to do this. She doesn't have children and grandchildren and nieces and nephews. She's doing this for us.
Yeah.
She's continuing this battle for us. You know, what are you doing, Eric? You could have simply said, guys, I'm tired. This has been three freaking exhausting years. My family's been ripped to shreds. My business has suffered. I've lost millions of dollars. I paid out millions of dollars. Yeah. I'm tired. I paid my dues. Yeah. I did my time. I'm handing over the towel to somebody else. Let me just take those billions of dollars, be gagged and go just enjoy the rest of my life while it's here. You know, you could have done that and you chose not to do it. You can't be bought. You know, and like with Dr. T, you know, we lost, this is going back to 2021, when our podcasts on Podbean hit 1 million views in less than 5 months, with 1 million downloads, they sent me a congratulations and then shut us down. We were taken off of, you know, everything, basically. Everything. I won't even name names. I won't name names, taken off everywhere. PayPal shut us down. Like it was horrendous, if you can imagine, right? What happens there. And then of course they've been trying to, you know, silence her ever since. Silence, 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 all the way through. And then finally in the summer of 2023, what do? License is suspended. Yeah. You know, and they made it very clear, and I think they wanted it on record. They made it very clear to say, you know, this has nothing to do with her practice or what she's done as a doctor. Okay, right. Then what is this about? Politics?
Right. Yeah, it is. It's not even about politics, Michelle. It's about good versus evil.
Good versus
and
evil.
And I'll tell you what, Dr. Tenpenny, I myself, several other people that you've had as guests on this program, those people are very dangerous to the enemy because we know who we are and whose we are, and we can't be bought. Yeah. And kind of like in the recent words of Elon Musk, if you understand what Elon just recently said, you know, when he said, what are you going to do? Buy me off? Go F yourself. Like, that's where we're coming from, because I'm just telling you, we know that God is working to us and through us, and we are part of that co-divine creation, and we're creating light, not darkness. Mm-hmm. By shining that light, which is what our job is supposed to do, that consciously and unconsciously gives permission to everyone else on the globe to do the same thing. And yeah, that's what's contagious, and that's what the enemy is scared of. So treasures, gold, glory, and girls, like the old phrase says, forget about it. It's all about truth, trust, and transparency and doing what's right.
Yeah.
And because there's enough of us, there's more than enough of us to stand for that. Just like Ephesians says, after you put on the entire armor of God and there's nothing left to do but stand, you stand therefore. That is such a powerful place to be. And when you stand and you look right at that devil and you look right at that evil and you say, I'm not scared of you, here's my faith and here are my facts, that devil can't touch you. And though 10,000 may fall at one side and 10,000 may fall at the other, you're still standing. And that's what Dr. Tenpenny represents to me. She gives me a strength and authority to do the same thing in my own accord. And I hope that I just can help to give a little bit of shred of strength and solace to some of the others that are out there that have heard my story. Because if a little pig farmer from Central Illinois like me can stand up against the biggest powers, I mean, Michelle, I have a plaque in my office that says United States government versus Eric Napoody, $508 billion lawsuit.
Unbelievable.
And we beat him.
Eric, seriously, when I said national hero, I meant it. In my opinion anyway, and I think everybody here too, and Dr. Tenpenny too, who just adores you and says that you have to call her for 10 minutes. She said that she wants 10 minutes of your time.
I love her.
Now it's on television.
It is on television. She's the best, man. She really is.
Yeah, she is. She is. And you know, I can't wait for her to come back. She's coming back nice and strong in January. We debated when she was going to come back, you know, to doing the podcasts and things like that. And at first we thought, okay, November. And then we said, you know, let's give a little more to December. And so she's coming back in January. So super excited. That's going to be huge. So we'll have to have you come back and do a show with her too. That's going to be really exciting. And Eric, I want you to come back and talk about diabetes. I want you to come back and do some stuff on food. I have all these things in my mind. I'm like, let's do that. Cause I remember you and I back when my dad got sick and I told you he just had a diabetic attack, and you said, figure out which one, because one is easy to,
figure
out. We should definitely come back and have that conversation. But I want to know, how could we help you? What could we do to help you? I mean, you've been through just holy smokes the last few years, and you didn't ask for anybody's, you never came out and said, guys, look, I need some help. What could we do? I mean, obviously, I want people to support you. So, is it DrEricNaputi.com? Is that I'm looking for
Just go
my
to
team?
ericnaputi.com, ericnaputi.com, or fightwitheric.com. You can learn about what we're doing. You can look, I just the most important thing that I will ask is for positive prayers for wisdom and understanding from myself and my family. God is guiding us, leading us, and giving us opportunities that are just absolutely amazing. And I just always want to make sure that I always put him first and that we stay humble in the opportunities that we have to serve humanity, because to me, that's what it's all about. So prayers for myself, my beautiful wife, Jody, who stood with me for this whole thing, my amazing three children, like that's what I am asking for. I don't, we'll get back the things that were stolen from us from the enemy. We'll get all that back. We'll get the stuff back. But I could just ask for prayers for protection and for understanding, certainty, and knowledge. And that would be beautiful. I would love that.
I have no doubt that God has blessed you and he's watching over you. No doubt at all. He just let the devil play a little bit and he knew you were gonna come out on top anyway. So that's why he let it
Absolutely.
go.
Yep.
I have no doubt in that.
Yep.
But thank you
Agree.
so much. This was so much fun. We'll
It's great to
definitely
see
have to do
you.
this again. Great to see you too. Hopefully we'll actually get together again very soon.
Yeah.
I'd love to see you again and your wife and Holly and everybody that on your team. So thank you. And I'm gonna end the show with Dr. Tenpenny's favorite verse, which is Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope, be patient in trouble, and be persistent in prayer. So, God bless you. God bless all of you warriors. Thank God for you every day. And please keep persisting, keep going, because we need you as much as we need Dr. T. We need you warriors out there. So to everybody out there, I hope you enjoyed the show. Dr. Tenpenny will be back in January, so I'm not sure how much more of me you'll see. We'll probably do a couple of these for fun once in a while, but it's been really, really great being here. So much fun to be with you all. And please do stick around. Dr. Eric Naputi talked a whole bunch about heavy metals and different things that are in everything. And I agree with him, in air, soil, food. And I know you have some great remedies for this too, Eric, but stick around because Dr. Tenpenny is going to share what we use in our team and what works for us. And if it works for you, great. Go ahead and try it. We just want to make sure that you're the healthiest you could be because boy, we've got some battles ahead. So thank you again, Eric. Love you.
Love
Love
you
you
guys.
all.
Be
Thank
well.
you. Thank
Bye-bye.
you. And Merry Christmas.
You too. Merry Christmas,
Thank
everybody. Bye-bye.
you. Bye.
Zeolite is a detox spray. We work specifically with a company called Touchstone Essentials. They are an incredible company. We've been working with them now for several years. And zeolite is a mineral that goes through your body like a one-way basket. It will clean out heavy metals such as arsenic and mercury, aluminum, cadmium, and it hooks onto those metals from a one-way perspective. So once it's bound, it goes out through your urine or your stools and doesn't get redeposited in other places. Everybody needs to have a detox product in their life, and this one is so easy to use, and it's so safe. You can take it when you're pregnant. You can take it when you're nursing. You can give it to little children. You can even give it to infants, and quite frankly, I give it to my dog. I actually put a little bit of the zeolite in his water because until we all stop living in a toxic world, we all need to get some of those extra toxicities out, the heavy metals, the persistent organic pollutants, the things that are floating through the air, the different things that we come in touch within our environment. And we are a big fan of zeolite from Touchstone Essentials. We've been a big, big, big fan of their products for several years.
Go to drtenpenny.com/detox to get your first bottle of zeolite spray for $50 off.
We also have an apparel line on our store that has just the best things. In fact, I go and shop at my own store. I mean, I really do go and buy stuff out of my own store. They have t-shirts and sweatshirts and cups and mugs and totes. We've got a great designer. We're always adding new things all the time. And either one of those two product lines, either our private label supplements, our OptiLine, the white bottles with the green leaves on it, or with the apparel store, and they're two separate stores. They do not have a single shopping cart. It's like you go in one store and get your groceries and you go to the other store and get your shoes. Well, these are two separate stores, but you can use the same affiliate code. If you use the code podcast, when you go to the checkout, you can get 10% off on everything you buy every time you go to the store. Gold and silver always has value. It never goes to zero. And it's a great place to store your wealth. It's a great place to have it for inheritance, for your children, for your grandchildren. And when you can actually get the coins itself, when you can actually do that, you can actually even have a coin collection. I think that some of the older Walking Liberty silver dollars are just amazing, that come from the early 1900s. And I think that everybody should have some of those, not only for history, but as a place to protect your wealth, protect your money going forward. It never goes to zero. Like our paper fiat money with hyperinflation and the things that we may be seeing in the future, our dollar could literally go to zero, could be worth nothing. You might even not even be able to barter with it, but you will always have value in gold and silver. You'll always be able to eat with it. You'll be able to trade with it. And it's a great place to store your wealth. Particular company that we work with, because we really, again, trust their product. We believe that these this company has a high level of integrity and they are great with customer service. To learn more, go to bit.ly/gold-silver-DRT. That's bit.ly/gold-silver-DRT.